This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now let's talk about something. But yeah, here's what we're going to get to this hour. We're going to get to them crapping on us for the economy. We'll talk briefly about this Jack Smith Supreme Court thing, the genocidal monsters and the climate change stuff, bunch of emails, Chinese cyber attacks and whatnot. But I have to give a little update on something we were just talking about like an hour ago. Remember when I was talking about Claudine Gay and she's the president of Harvard and people are shocked she's not fired because they lost $1 billion and she plagiarized some stuff. And I said, well, here's what I said last hour. Claudine Gay's job is already accomplished. Her job is done. Claudine Gay's job is to be black and a woman while serving as president of Harvard. And Claudine Gay accomplishes that job every single day she shows up. When Harvard went looking for a new president, they weren't looking for a prolific fundraiser. They weren't looking for an accomplished author, an accomplished scholar, an accomplished anything. Harvard went looking for a black woman diversity hire. They found one. And now people are outraged about Claudine Gay's failures. Claudine Gay hasn't failed at all. In her true duties, being a diversity hire, Claudine Gay is an unbelievable success. Every day she shows up as a black woman on campus, she is a success because that's why she was hired.
On my life, I didn't know they were publishing this article. I just want to give a big shout out to the Boston Globe, even though it's a despicable commie rag. On my life, I didn't know they were publishing this. This is it verbatim. You can go look it up if you think I'm lying. Quote, this is the headline. Now that Claudine Gay gets to keep her job as Harvard president, let's be clear about one thing. Harvard had a lot more to lose if its first black president was forced to resign.
I swear I'm so good at this. Chris, what? I don't know why you're not overwhelming me with admiration and praise right now for nailing it once again. She didn't fail at anything. She's accomplishing exactly what she was put there to do. Be a black woman president of Harvard. She is extremely accomplished. All right. Speaking of offensive things, before we get to a couple emails. A couple things happened today, and it's fascinating watching them happen. We've talked a lot about the Democrat tightrope they're having to walk because of Israel Hamas. The American Democrat is in a serious pickle because of the Israel Hamas situation. What is the American Democrat's problem? What's his pickle? His pickle is this. 2/3 of the Jews in this country vote Democrat. They are huge fundraisers of the Democrat Party, prolific fundraisers of the Democrat Party. Democrats rely on Jewish support, Jewish funds. It is a staple for them. It is baked into the cake. Every election cycle, they know they will go to wealthy Jews, raise money. They will bank on 2/3 of Jews voting Democrat. They bank on that. I need to pause on this for a moment before I move on. We did get an email, and we get these emails, you know, time to time. Somebody was offended. Somebody got offended. This lady got offended actually by me saying, you people, when I talked to Chris about Jews and I said, you people, I need to pause on that for a second. This is important. Listen, if anything I say or the very blunt way I talk
if you find that offensive, if that is something that hurts you, that if it hurts your feelings and it makes you feel bad or makes you feel down, I don't give a crap, all right? I don't care if you're offended. You can email me and tell me you're offended. It won't make me care anymore. Change the channel. There are so many namby-pamby radio shows who will tell you exactly what you want to hear and exactly the way you want to hear it. You've come to the wrong one if that's what you're looking for here. Back to what we were talking about, the local Democrat coalition. Okay, so they wanted they've got the Jewish support. They want to hang on to it, but they've also been nurturing this really rabid, extremely violent, I should note, rabid, violent college communist base of support. Now, to forget about the Palestine stuff for a second, we'll come back to that. But this it's the same group. I just want to describe who these people really are. As we've brought up before, you know, historically, college and high school kids have been the tip of the spear foot soldiers for domestic communist revolutions. They are the most easily manipulated. Their brains aren't fully formed yet. You can get them to rapidly commit acts of violence at the drop of a hat. That is what they've been very, very beneficial for communists in the past. Now, because of the state of the professors in America's education system, Democrats in this country, they have this really, really nasty, violent communist base who will serve their interests, whatever those interests may be. Currently, those interests are Palestine, right? But before that, it was all the same kids out there protesting on St. George Floyd's behalf. All the people who were firebombing cop cars because St. George Floyd got killed. There were all the same people who are out there at the pro-Palestine protests. And before that, they were all the same people protesting on behalf of the COVID vaccine. And before that, they were all the same people protesting when Michael Brown got killed in St. Louis, or Ferguson, I'm sorry. And before, you understand where I'm going. They are the on-call shock troops. Picture this. Who are the biggest studs as far as military goes? Everyone has their own thing. Is it Delta? Is it Navy SEALs? For you, Green Berets, Marine Force Recon, whoever it may be. Pick your one. I'll pick Marine Force Recon just because it's the Marines. I want you to picture this. I walk around in a dangerous neighborhood, and I'm by myself, but I have driving behind me at all times a big van, and in this van is 10 fully equipped Marines, Force Recon Marines, and all I have to do is snap my fingers, and boom, they'll be out of the van to handle anything and anyone who messes with me at any time. They're my on-call shock troops. Hey, guys, this guy's being mean to me. Hey, this guy looks like he wants to mug me. Hey, this guy's going to try to carjack me. Get up here. Take care of it. That van, that is what the American college student is to the Democrat. It's full of their shock troops who will answer the call, whatever the call is, whenever that call is made. Well, they love Hamas. And it's not because they know anything about Palestine or Hamas or care anything about any of that stuff. Set that stuff aside. I mean, you can get involved in that if you want. I don't talk about that. I don't care about that. They love Hamas because protesting on their behalf means trying to burn down civilization. And they were called up immediately in the wake of Israel, Gaza, Hamas, all that stuff. Immediately, the American communists called on his shock troops and they answered the call. But now you see the American communist's dilemma. You see Joe Biden's dilemma. He's got to keep these Jewish donors, Jewish fundraisers, Jewish voters. He needs to keep them happy. So he'll get out and, you know, say really stupid things about Hanukkah.
Well, we know this year's Hanukkah is different. It's been 65 years since the deadliest day of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. 65 years.
65, you know, we're going to set aside the math there anyway, but forget about that. Okay, so that's Joe. Remember, he doesn't care about Israel. He doesn't care about Hamas. He doesn't care about, he's trying to hold a coalition together. Okay, look, Jews, look how pro-Jew I am. But then the messages gets kind of mixed because there are American families who have a loved one currently being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. They even reached out to Joe Biden and said, hey, you're having a Hanukkah ceremony. Can you invite us? We think We think you should invite us. How'd that go?
This is a Hanukkah reception that the White House is hosting tonight to celebrate the fifth night of Hanukkah hosted by the president and the first lady. And what one of the family members of the families that have their family members that are missing in Gaza still, they told me that they had reached out to the White House because several of the families were in town this week, had asked for an invitation to this event, but that they ultimately did not get invited. The White House did not respond to a request for comment. Look, these are family members that are desperately trying to bring attention to the fact.
Oh, you what's that? You want to, you have a relative being held hostage by Hamas, and you want to come to the party? Oh gosh, no. Anyway, and they just hung up the phone on them. And now Joe Biden came out today with this one. The U.S. president says Israel is starting to lose support because of its relentless bombing of Gaza. Now, this isn't about Israel or Gaza or any of that. That's not the point. The point is the American Democrat is in a very perilous situation. Their domestic coalition is not holding together. And Joe Biden's not capable of holding it together. He doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't have anything. Where this goes from here, I don't know. But it's going to be interesting to see. All right. Emails and the Jack Smith stuff next. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to your towels and those garbage towels you've been drying off with. And I'm not trying to insult your towels, but are they my towels? Are your towels made of 100% long staple Sherper cotton? You know, the cotton that's not only pillow soft, but actually absorbs the water? My Pillow right now, not only is this great patriotic company offering sales all the time, they're offering 50% in savings on their brand new My Towels. You can get them as low as $29.98 right now. That's a six-piece towel set for $29.98. You get a designer premium set for just $20 more. But how do you get this deal? You go to MyPillow.com, you click on the radio listener special square, and you use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Oh, this is officially the last day for free shipping, so call now. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you you can email and should. We love your emails here. Your love, hate, death threats, all those emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Update. You know how Jack Smith was requesting to expedite consideration on the January 6th case for Trump? Yeah, Supreme Court said absolutely. Now, maybe you think this is a good thing. Maybe you think this is a bad thing. We won't actually know until they rule on it. This is one of those times it's probably best to pray. And if you're one of those people who hates Trump, totally get that at all. He's a bombastic person. I'm not going to try to talk you out of that at all. But remember, this is not about Trump. If they're able to actually accomplish what I believe they will accomplish this year, that is the arrest, trial, and imprisonment of one of their main political opponents in an election year. If they're able to pull that off, then it all really is broken. The federal system is probably broken beyond repair. And if you hate Trump, this is the thing. You know how I tell you, love gives you blinders? Hate does too. If you're a hardcore DeSantis person, and remember, I'm voting DeSantis myself in the primary, so I'm not against you at all. But if you're a hardcore DeSantis person, that probably means you have rejected Trump for one reason or another. It's fine. It's fine. Maybe you despise him by now. After all, it's a primary. Trump plays dirty, whatever. Maybe now you think Trump's the Antichrist. Again, that's fine. I am not trying to convince you to be on Team Trump at all. But please set aside your hatred. It gives you blinders for what this means. Well, Trump shouldn't have done this, or Trump shouldn't have done that, or Trump deserves it. Honestly, you can think Donald Trump deserves prison. That's fine. I'm not trying to talk you out of that. I'm not defending Donald Trump either. I'm not. I'm talking about what this means for America. This is what I was trying to say for years now about the January 6th political prisoners. No one cared about them. That's not true. Very few of us cared about those people or spoke about them, spoke on their behalf. But I saw normal Americans, normal people, good people, yes, some who did something bad, but good people being attacked not because of what they did, but for their politics, for their beliefs, attacked, put on trial, and sent to prison. And I've been screaming, you know, I've been screaming now for 3 years that we should care more about these people. But because it's January 6th and there was bad video, and because of a lot of different reasons, they're kind of dismissed and ignored because the normal person, even the normal politically active person on the right, doesn't really care about them, wouldn't really hang out with them. So, I mean, why do I care if the ickies are going? That's how they think about them, as the ickies. And the Trump hater on the right, and there are many of them, about half the GOP hates him, half the GOP loves him. That's just the way it works out in primaries. The half that hates him, they have a hard time seeing right now how damaging this is going to be for the country. But I guess we'll all tackle this together next year. Anyway, I was speaking, you know what? No, we'll get to some emails and then I'll get to liberal white women and why inflation's your fault, according to The Atlantic and everything else. Let's do some emails. Jesse, our court system is bogged down. Has anyone considered looking into any other country and seeing how their court systems are going? You get busted for murder in Brazil. First hearing, we know you did it. You're going to jail. Every single country, how often, but whatever, how do we do? All right, so on and so forth. Okay, why don't we do that here? Well, one of the things about the West, and this is something the Soviet Union talked about, in fact, you can find writings about this all the time, is the West and its freedoms and its rights, you know, you having rights, me having rights, they're wonderful and they're good. It's a good thing. But it is also our soft underbelly that left us susceptible for communist infiltration and takeover. The Soviets would talk about it, how they couldn't believe when they got here, their spies, when they got here, how they could just drive up to an American military base. And even if you couldn't get on, you just sit there and snap pictures and stuff like that. And they talked about how ridiculous that was. And they said, you've tried that in the Soviet Union, you won't even go to trial. They'll even shoot you right there, or they'll slap cuffs on you and send you to prison. And when your country's been taken over by communists, as ours is, it's tempting to hear that and go, yeah, that's what we should do to people. But at the same time, you want a trial. It should be a fair trial if you can get one of those in this country anymore. That is a good thing in the end. Essentially, what I'm saying is, because of the West's freedoms and the West's values, there is a chance, we won't know till the end, but there's a chance the West is not capable of actually saving itself. Look, a good example, look, the climate protesters, the nut jobs who just shut down the Manhattan Bridge, all that commerce, all these people who go glue themselves to Van Gogh paintings and things like that. You know how easy that would be to solve? Pass a law. Pass a law, make it state. Make it federal. I don't care. A law. Boom. 10 years in prison. Automatic sentencing. No ifs, ands, or buts. Not up to a judge. Not anything like that. Stop a highway. Stop traffic. 10 years in prison. Gone. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do you know how many more climate protests there would be after that? Zero. Not one. All those people are just paid actors anyway, or at least most of them are. But the West can't even do something simple like that. All they can do is pathetically whine. Oh my gosh, can you believe they're doing this? Yes, they're communists. They're street animals. They're going to do whatever they can get away with. And unless you're willing to visit fear and pain on them, they will continue without end. And America's corporations don't help with this either. Our corporations back these people. Have you ever looked up AT&T and climate change? Maybe do yourself a favor and go look up AT&T and climate change. Verizon, climate change. T-Mobile, climate change. Then go look up Pure Talk and climate change. Notice any difference? Yeah, you see, Pure Talk doesn't talk about man-made climate change. They don't fund all these despicable communist groups. Pure Talk focuses on veterans. Pure Talk's CEO is a veteran. They understand the sacrifice it takes for this country. They're out there focusing on veteran suicide. That's their cause. Isn't that friggin' wonderful? That's what you support every time you pay your phone bill. A patriotic mobile company. Same great 5G network. You don't sacrifice service or coverage, and you save a fortune while you do it. There are zero reasons not to switch, and I know that's a double negative, but I'm an idiot. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That saves you even more money. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you the iHeartRadio app is free and you can download a podcast of the show if you miss any minutes of it. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, while I'm gone. I know you're mad about that. I'm sorry, I'm taking a vacation. While I'm gone, you can download old podcasts of the show, whatever you want to do. Let's do a couple headlines and then a matching headline. Average mortgage payments under new homes have risen 90% under Obama. 90%. Or under Biden. I said Obama. Biden. Well, that's not necessarily incorrect. Then the next headline. More retirement savers are borrowing from their 401k plan. Those are leading indicators of economic stress. I find this to be particularly sad because I like older people. I just do. I've always liked it. I like being around them. I like talking to them. I like trying to get some wisdom from them. And I love it when people retire. I like when people have worked their entire lives and you've saved and you retire. And now, because of these despicable people, they're borrowing from their retirement. They're going back to work. And it's friggin' sad, man. And we'll pair that nicely with this headline from the communist rag in The Atlantic. The author's name is Annie Dowry. Headline, inflation is your fault. If people are so mad about high prices, why do they keep buying so many expensive things? That is how cold and evil these people are. Man alive. All right, let's get to some emails before we get to other stuff. Dear Mr. Kelly, check my facts, but there was a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia in April 2022, but Western leaders, namely Boris Johnson and Biden, jumped in and said, don't sign the agreement. We will support Ukraine militarily. Ridiculous. Yeah, there was just a Ukrainian official who just stepped aside, and he said that on camera. He gave an interview, and he said, yes, we were already working on a negotiated settlement. Boris Johnson, more than Biden, stepped in and said, no, don't do that. Keep going. And now we found out today, Zelensky's planning on drafting 40-year-olds now, having completely destroyed an entire generation, Putin and Zelensky. I want to make sure Putin gets plenty of credit for that. After all, he is the one who invaded. Now, because the West keeps propping up this fighter who's clearly shot, now we're going to eliminate the 40-year-olds. Also, this was Zelensky today visiting America, asking for more of your money.
We'll be frank with you, France. If there's anyone inspired by unresolved issues on Capitol Hill, it's just Putin and his sick clique. They see the dreams come true when they see the delays or some scandals, and they see freedom to fall when the support of freedom fighters go down.
Yeah, if you don't support continuing to send money we do not have over to a place you do not know, then you're pro-Putin. Ah, that's how that always goes. Jesse, I had the pleasure of meeting a sailor who served on the USS Scabbard Fish in World War II. He told me the Japanese would drop hooks on chains into the water and try to pull his boat to the surface. He said getting depth charged was terrifying. The scabbard fish would play dead and the bombs kept falling for 24 hours anyway. He said the only good thing about being on a sub is he got longer R&R and a little more pay. Thank you for your anti-Pinko show. He's talking probably about the Medal of Honor citation we did last night of submariners in World War II. And yeah, the ship would, remember when you went under, because you had to try to go under when the ship, when the destroyers were coming after you, when they were going to start dropping depth charges on you, you really oftentimes had to shut everything down and make no noise because they're listening to figure out where you are and how deep you are. They're listening for you. When you go down, especially at night, they can't see you, but they can listen very well underwater. So it's not as if you've got the pedal to the metal and you're zooming away as fast as you can. You have to sit in this steel tube under the water, shut everything off, and wait as, I call them depth charges, as bombs essentially start exploding all around you. What, Chris? Can you talk? You cannot talk. You cannot talk. You can't bang on things. And you know what else you can't do? You cannot run any kind of an air conditioning system. Do you know, pause on this, do you have any idea how hot it gets inside those submarines without an air conditioning system running? Let's say a submarine operating in 80, 85 degree waters off the coast of the Philippines, and you have 100 sweaty men in a big steel tube with no ventilation sitting in 80 degree water. So you're now, don't dismiss this either. You know what heat and sweating and being overheated, you know what it does to your nerves. It can really fray your nerves. Not only are you sitting there completely silent as the depth charges go off, and you understand that if one of them gets under you, remember, they could get on top of you. They could, because explosions, they always travel the path of least resistance. So a depth charge over the top of you is not going to hurt you. All the explosive power goes up to the top because it's seeking the surface. If one goes off underneath you, you're all dead, period. End of story. The explosive charge will simply penetrate the boat, it shatters it, and you're all going to die. You're sitting there sweating, maybe stripped down to your skivvies, listening as the explosions happen all around you. Remember, it almost caused a nuclear war. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, a Soviet sub, it was in this same situation, super, super hot waters down in the Caribbean, so much so that the Soviet crew had stripped and they were sweating and they were being depth charged by an American ship. And the captain himself told them to fire the nuclear tipped torpedoes. And his crew, by the grace of God, his second in command and his crew said, no, absolutely not. Otherwise, there would have been nuclear war. That's what it's like to be in a sub. Now, the guy mentioned that there was more R&R and a little more pay. It actually goes to show how horrible it was. They had subservice was so brutal on the mind, so stressful and so dangerous that they had to make sure they were rotating these guys out often. And when they rotated them out, they chilled them out. They would open a sub base. I'm making this up here because there are a million. I just can't think of one off the top of my head. Okay, so you open up a sub base in Iwo Jima. They didn't have one there, I don't believe. But you open up a sub base in Iwo Jima after you take Iwo Jima back. This is going to be a sub base. But they would do, what they would do is they would take, a submarine would come in having been out for a month, whatever, however long. And they would pull the whole freaking crew off the sub. And they'd say, guys, there's the beer. There's some television sets. There's a beach. Go sit down and relax. You are off for a month. They might make them go back and work on subs and things like that, but they would flat out pull them off and bring an entirely new crew onto the ship because the stress levels were so high, you had to give them proper relaxation times or they would all die. Because if you lose it in a sub too, there's no place to go. It's a tiny tube. And tiny. Let's talk about that for a brief moment, then we'll move on back to other things. I was on one of these once, and you can do this if you ever go to Charleston, South Carolina, or at least you used to be able to. They have a World War II aircraft carrier there, the Yorktown. They've obviously, the Yorktown had a wonderful service and a rough service during World War II. It was shot to pieces, came back, shot to pieces, came back. It was rough service, but they preserved it, and you can go on it now. At least you used to be able to. 15 years ago, you could in Charleston. Beside it, they had a World War II sub. I wanted to see them both. We love the Yorktown, whatever. I wanted to go see the sub. Now, I have fairly wide shoulders, so I have Kelly family shoulders, so there's that to consider. But there were halls I could not walk down walking straight. I had to turn to the side because my shoulders wouldn't fit through the halls. Now, put yourself in there off the coast of the Philippines with depth charges going off all around you. It's an admirable service, man. And look, it's called the silent service. Most people don't even know their names, don't even know their stories. Admirable stuff. Very cool stuff. All right. You know what else is admirable? Giving your loved ones the gift of energy for Christmas. No, I'm not telling you to go buy an energy drink for Christmas. If you want to do that kind of thing, maybe you should instead focus on Chalk's Chad Mode. Chalk has something new. A pre-workout called Chad Mode. You see, most of these pre-workouts and those energy drink stuff, all those things have all kinds of horrible stuff in it you shouldn't put in your body. That is very much against Chalk's philosophy, so they spent 2 years coming up with Chad Mode. All natural caffeines. You want to take off like a rocket ship, not just before your workout, during a workout, just for your day. You want to be bouncing off the walls? Go pour a little bit of Chad Mode in a drink, chug it down, and tell me how you feel. They're on sale now for Christmas. Everything at Chalk is on sale for Christmas. It is the Christmas season, and Chalk celebrates Christmas. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse is how you get those Christmas sales. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Every day on this show,
we're changing people's lives.
Now, we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to here in just a second. I want to get to a couple emails, and then we're going to get out of here, and we'll be back here tomorrow. But I just wanted to bring this up because you're going to start hearing a lot of this. You've been hearing a lot about this. The headline from the New York Times today is, "The Climate Summit Starts to Crack a Tough Nut. Emissions from food." Emissions from food. And they go on to describe how 30% of global greenhouse gas emissions are from food. You might remember John Kerry giving a little speech, a speech we've played for you more than once on this show. Here it was.
Agriculture contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world. And we can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution. But with a growing
population. Okay. Part of the solution. Let's talk about what they're really saying there. Let's say I found out today that I had a brain tumor. I don't have a brain tumor, at least not that I know of, but let's say I found out I have one. Big old brain tumor. And the doctors are putting their heads together trying to figure out how to fix this brain tumor. And the doctors come to me and they say to me, "Hey, Jesse, look, you eat a lot of cheese, Jesse. And we did some digging into it, our fancy medical journals, and eating cheese is 30% of the reason you have a brain tumor. And we're going to have to come up with a solution for that." What do you think? What do you think the solution they're going to come up with? What do you think it's going to be? Pretty simple, isn't it? They're going to tell me no more cheese. If I say something is a world-ending problem and I've identified something that's 30% of the problem, I'm going to attempt to eliminate that 30% of the problem. They are coming after the food. They're coming after farmers, ranchers, however you get your food. Why do you think you've seen a massive ramp up in recent years on bug eating? It'll be a celebrity here. I think it was Nicole Kidman was the last time I saw. "Oh my gosh, my roach powder is so delicious." scientific journal after magazine after this. Wow, cockroaches have the protein you really need. Why are they doing that? You're watching the system in real time prep the ground for a relentless attack on our food supply. Something I think everybody should keep in mind, all right? Here's something else to keep in mind. Yes, there are death cultists out there like climate changers. There are all kinds of people out there trying to spread death and misery. But there are also amazing groups out there sharing and spreading life and saving life. That's why I speak so proudly of Preborn when I talk about Preborn. Preborn spreads life, saves lives. How many things in your life have you spent $28 on? How many wasteful things? I know my list is long, probably a lot longer than yours. $28 to Preborn not only saves a life right now because they're matching donations, they got a matching grant so they can match everything you give them. It saves two lives. For $28, two people can walk this planet who would otherwise have been killed by their mothers because of you in Preborn. Buy that ultrasound for that mom. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say baby, or go to preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Jesse, just between you, me, and the fence post, if Nikki Haley is nominated, I will not vote. Yeah, look, Nikki Haley's not going to be nominated for anything anyway. I have said that I'll be supporting the Republican nominee. I'll be voting for the Republican nominee. I'm not completely sure, given her recent comments, that I would vote for Nikki Haley. In fact, I don't think I would. I'm all done with the tyrants. Way, way done with the tyrants.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
And the answer to your question, Chris, is yes, I would write in myself. I can think of nobody more qualified to be president than me. Gen Forward Survey. Black support for Biden is slipping. This is according to Newsmax. Look, if people are of any color are beginning to wake up and realize how evil communists are in this country, that's a good thing. It really is. It is a good thing. However, you're going to have to forgive me for being a little too cynical. I may be new to the media. I've only been doing this about 5 years, but I've been in politics now for 15 years, 20 years. Every election cycle, I'm told that this is the one where the Republicans are going to start getting huge portions of the black vote. And that has never once happened ever. Crystals, consults, and tarot readers. Energy healers become a go-to home repair pro. It's an article in the Wall Street Journal about how people are bringing in crystal consultants and these weird hippie freaks to do things around the house. There are parts of this society that are hurting financially, and there are very clearly parts of this society who have way too much time on their hands. Have you heard of anything more liberal white woman than bringing in some crystal reader to do home improvements? My word. Recent Chinese cyber attacks aim to cause societal chaos in the U.S., according to a report. Who has been warning you about that for a long time? The guy on the radio warning you about how vulnerable our systems are, critical systems, and how much the Chinese are focusing on those systems. They can essentially handicap us without firing a shot. The weather is still getting cold. Global warming is still making weather weird. It's December. Chairman Jordan subpoenas Vanguard and Arjuna Capital in ESG investigation. Shattering the Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street cabal, this ESG DEI cabal that is doing so much, should be priority one for the GOP. Drag all these people in, find out everything they know, scare them back into being just normal places. Biden misnames president's chopper and claims Reagan sent it after him. After a 1980s aneurysm. I forgot about this.
I had a cranial aneurysm. It was the middle of a snowstorm. Not a joke. I couldn't figure out how President Reagan was nice enough to send Air Force a Helicopter 1, take me down, but it couldn't fly.
Air Force Helicopter 1.
Except it's Marine One, and that never happened. Another complete fabrication. Anyway, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.